Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Two self-described members of an anti-government militia movement are facing federal charges for allegedly attempting to provide aid to the militant group Hamas. The same two men brought guns to protests in Minneapolis this summer and threatened to kill police. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more on the latest charges.
The defendants, Michael Solomon and Benjamin Teeter, are both in federal custody. They are charged with attempting to provide material support to the Palestinian group Hamas. The U.S. government considers Hamas a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say Solomon and Teeter are self-described members of the far-right Boogaloo movement, which seeks to spark a civil war in the U.S. According to court papers, the defendants provided firearm suppressors to an individual they believed to be a member of Hamas, and they negotiated for the sale of additional items. As it turned out, though, the person they thought was a senior Hamas operative was, in fact, an undercover FBI agent. Both men are to remain in custody ahead of their detention hearing next week. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump says a vaccine for the coronavirus could be ready sooner rather than later. Speaking at the White House on Friday, Trump said clinical trials are well underway.
We remain on track to deliver a vaccine before the end of the year and maybe even before November 1st. We think we can probably have it sometime during the month of October. And Pfizer is among the leaders, as you know, and it's a great company. Johnson & Johnson also doing very well.
Public health officials, including the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, have said it's very unlikely that a vaccine would be available before the end of the year. The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States has surpassed 187,000, with more than 6 million confirmed cases. NPR's Will Stone reports infection rates are on the rise in several parts of the Midwest.
The Dakotas and Iowa now have the highest rate of new coronavirus infections per capita in the country. Cases are also spiking in Minnesota, Nebraska, and Missouri. In North Dakota, many of the new infections are linked to students returning to college campuses. That's led the state's Republican governor, Doug Burgum, to move up the risk level in parts of his state.
We've got COVID, if you will, in the neighborhood, and perhaps, unfortunately for the Midwest, our turn to have higher prevalence.
North and South Dakota's leaders have not put in place a statewide mask mandate or shut down any businesses. Will Stone, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy added 1.4 million new jobs last month. The latest figures released by the Labor Department on Friday show the unemployment rate fell to 8.4% in August. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 159 points, the S&P 500 down 28. This is NPR News in Washington. Construction is set to get underway on a high-speed rail project in the United Kingdom. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has given the final approval on the $140 billion project. Work will begin with stations and tunnels, followed by the main viaducts and bridges. It's been 1 month since a massive explosion ripped through Lebanon's capital. As Nada Hamzi reports, a Chilean rescue team is searching through rubble in downtown Beirut, searching for survivors.
Since signs of life were detected underneath the wreckage of a building Thursday afternoon, a Chilean rescue team has ceaselessly continued to look for a survivor or a body. The head of the rescue team could not confirm nor deny whether there is life inside the building, but vowed work would not cease until they reached a result. Rescuers have worked for two straight days to clear debris and get inside what remains of the old stone building. Rescue workers had yesterday detected slow breathing, 18 breaths per minute, under 3 meters of rubble. But the chances of finding a survivor in the wreckage grow increasingly slim with every passing hour. Lebanese say their hopes are high, but their expectations are low. For NPR News, I'm Nada Hamzi in Beirut.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to surge in India. Public health officials on Friday reported more than 83,000 new infections, bringing the total number of cases to more than 4 million. India is close to overtaking Brazil for the world's second largest caseload. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.